no tax.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. Give us a call and we'll work together to help you have a great gardening season. We've been talking a little bit about fruit trees in the first couple of hours. And one thing that you may want to think about, if you have fruit trees and in the past few years you haven't had the amount of apples or peaches, pears or cherries produced that you would like to, it could be a pollination problem. And there is something that you can do that would really help you. I want you to go to this website. It's called extremelygreen.com. E-X-T-R-E-M-E-L-Y green.com. And when the front page of Extremely Green comes on, they sell something that I think will really help you. It is a honey bee attractant, and it's something that has a very limited time span. So when your fruit trees are in bloom, that's when you need the bees to be on your fruit tree doing that pollination to give you a bigger crop of apples. And this is a product that's maybe a couple of years out, and it's not normally found in a lot of garden centers. Some of them do have it. But if you go to extremelygreen.com and look for honey bee attractant, it is something that you would order now and have it in place so that when your fruit trees come into bloom, you just attach it to the tree, and it's a aroma that is released from this little product that you attach to the tree, and it will draw the honeybees to come to your tree. Kind of neat. And it's not a chemical. It's a man-made hormone that will attract the bees to give you more fruit. So check that out. It's kind of a neat product. It's been around 3 years, and some of the larger garden centers may have it. The smaller ones, you know, because it's a product that only lasts for about 2 weeks. But that two-week period when your tree's in bloom is very critical if you want to have more fruit. So check out that website, extremelygreen.com. Okay, Don, who's up first this hour?
We have Hayward first, who has a question about some plants of his and their rate of growth.
Okay. Hayward, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Yeah, good morning, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
Paul, I have an arborvitae hedge that I planted about 3 or 4 years ago, and it's growing. The plants are growing at different rates. So there's about a 2-foot spread between the taller plants and the shorter ones, and I'm looking for a more uniform hedge. And I wondered if I should prune it to a level height, or if I should fertilize the slower growing plants more, or or what suggestions you might have.
Well, I think I might prune some of the ones that are really growing faster, but you also want to prune some of the ones that are growing slower. So the ones that are growing at a slower rate, take about like a half an inch right off the top. And the ones that are way, way ahead, you may want to take a couple of inches off of those. The new technology in gardening is to stimulate the roots. And the bigger the roots, the faster it's going to grow. And in the past, I've always recommended that people use a product called superphosphate. And fertilizer value is 0-20-0. And this superphosphate is a root-developing fertilizer. And it's wonderful. But they found something that works even better. And it's called Mycorrhizer. And let me spell that for you. It's Mycorrhizer. And Mycorrhizer is something that we can't see without a microscope. And it's very, very unique. What it does is it attaches itself to the root system of your plant, and it grows like a piece of spaghetti, getting longer and longer and longer. It's able to eat fertilizer that is normally not available to the plant until the microbes in the ground have broken down this fertilizer to make it available. This is one of those microbes that breaks it down to make it more available to the plant. Now, you can find Mycorrhizer in a product called Biotone, made by Espoma. They make Hollytone and Plantone. And now they have this Mycorrhizer in all of their fertilizers. There's a new product, and it's the first. It's a liquid Mycorrhizer, and it's called Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E. And they have one for tree and shrubs, and it really is a good product. It's a liquid. You just mix it in one of your bottle sprayers that you attach to the hose, and you can literally spray it wherever you have plants. So like for a perennial bed, for your annual planting garden, for your vegetable, your powdered mycorrhizas, you have to spread it around the plant and work it into the soil. But this new liquid is really, really unique. So go to your garden center and tell them you want Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E. The name of the company is Alpha, A-L-P-H-A, Biosystem. And if you go to my website, paulparent.com, and just click on to the various sponsors, you can read all about it. But it's brand new. It's a liquid. It's applied much faster. And in your case, you can just spray the entire hedge. Just put it right on, spray the ground with it. You don't have to work it in. So it's going to save you some time. You can measure so many teaspoons per gallon in like a 5-gallon bucket and then just pour it around the base of each plant. But this Mycorrhizer, I'll tell you, it's going to change the way that everybody gardens. And I just want to give you a quick story on what it did for me. 3 years ago, we were getting our yard ready for a garden tour. And I built a perennial bed the length of my property across our split rail fence, which was something that I've always wanted to do. And in the process of planting my perennials, I used a powdered Mycorrhizer. I dug my hole. I put in compost. I put in a tablespoon of the Mycorrhizer, worked it in, and planted. And my perennials just exploded. They were wonderful. But what happened that I didn't foresee is on each side of my driveway, I have a Crimson King red leaf maple. Most beautiful tree that there is. because it's great big maple leaves that stay red all growing season long. The normal growth of the Crimson King maple is 6 to 8 inches a year, sometimes 10 if you're lucky. I planted around each tree 25 perennials with the mycorrhizae. The following spring, my neighbors noticed it before I did. They came over to me and they said, "What did you feed your trees?" And I said, "Just a tree and shrub fertilizer." And they said, "Well, did you notice how much they grew this year?" Well, I looked at it and it blew my mind. I got a stepladder and my neighbor and I took a tape measurer and we started to measure the branches because the new growth of the Crimson King, the bark, is shiny, shiny red, just like the leaves. And the average branch had grown 22 inches instead of 8 inches. And we had a caller here during the winter that we were talking about this. He told me that he bought some, he mixed it in a bucket, and he was feeding his flowers with it. He spilt a whole bucket on top of some roses. And that particular rose bush, when he compared it to its counterpart right next to it, was twice the size. So if you want that hedge to be caught up to where it should be, then get some of this Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E. It's a liquid mycorrhizer. It's the only one in place, and it works incredible. 800-259-9231. Gardeners, let me tell you about Converted Organic Fertilizer. This New England-based company is producing an all-natural, slow-release, and highly effective alternative to chemical lawn and garden fertilizers. Converted Organic Lawn Fertilizer will give you a thicker, greener, healthier, and more vibrant lawn while protecting the things that mean the most to you, your family, pets, and your environment around your home. Look for the results that works the way that nature intended by delivering nutrition to the soil and making it available to the plant when the plant calls for it. All natural converted organic fertilizers will provide you with a more healthy looking plant that will require less care, is more disease resistant, less dependent on watering, and achieves this without the use of chemicals. Converted Organic converts food waste into a product that is rich in nutrients, contains natural plant growth regulators, and organic matter that will enhance your soil, resulting in a stronger plant. Converted Organic, turning food waste into a promise for a greener future. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Don't you just love spring? The new flowers, the shrubs, the trees. Every spring also brings new products to make your yard work easier, and this year is no exception. A company called Fertilome from Texas that manufactures garden products for the garden center only is introducing Over the Top, a grass killer that controls unwanted grasses in your garden and around your plants. Also, Spinosad, a natural solution for controlling all types of caterpillars and Colorado potato beetle without harming beneficial insects. That's cool.
The mighty Roman soldier was given a daily ration of fermented fish oil. The stoic Scandinavian Viking had a drum of fermenting cod livers outside the door of his home. And Grandma always had cod liver oil in the cupboard. Today, Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality, nutrient-dense cod and other fish liver oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, through fermentation. Cold-fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-3.
omega 9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pastures products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. Receive a 20% discount off your first order at greenpasture.org, and be sure to enter coupon code RADIO at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good for a limited time. Call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818. Or go to greenpasture.org today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
We are now in 2010. Change is the buzzword. Politics are changing in the negative direction. How about positive change? Thousands of customers have experienced positive change. Yes, thousands. How? By logging on to GetTheTea.com. Thousands of people have lost weight or felt better or experienced extra energy just by drinking Life Change Tea. Now, that's why they called it Life Change Tea, because it changes your life for the positive. Life Change Tea's natural ingredients go to work on your body, cleansing harmful chemicals and toxins from your system, which makes you fat and lethargic. Do you want a life change? Log on and join the thousands. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Oh, and by the way, it tastes great. So call us right now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea is a proud member of the Better Business Bureau.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231 is the number to call if we can help you with your garden. Remember last year, I'm sure you did, you had tomatoes or potatoes, and they just fell apart? That was a fungus disease called late blight. And there is a product on the market that I want you to go to their website and read about. The website is Natural Industries, so www.naturalindustries.com. And this is a product that's now available at all of your garden centers. It's a microbe. And so you go to naturalindustries.com, and when it comes up, I want you to click on, the product is called Actinovate, A-C-T-I-N-O-V-A-T-E. So click on Actinovate, and then it will say late blight. If you click on there, it will tell you how it works and what it does. But it was developed in Texas. It's a type of fungus that lives in the soil, a microbe, and it will destroy the spores that created the late blight in your garden. So if your garden got hit with a late blight and it fell apart, maybe you want to take a look at this. But the name of the product is Actinovate. But go to their website, naturalindustries.com. Okay, Don, who's up next?
We have Karen on the line who has a bit of a mold problem in her garden.
Okay, Karen, good morning.
Good morning. This is Karen calling from Nantucket. How are you?
Yes, good. And you, Karen?
Good. I was calling. We have molds in our garden, and they eat some of my lily bulbs. They eat my husband's potatoes in his garden, and my dog is constantly trying to find them and digging huge holes under the rose bushes.
Okay. The probably the best thing for you to do is there are products, again, that are all natural that will really do a good job for the garden, and now is the time to do it. So in a perennial bed, you can't rototill because you're going to destroy all of the plants that are there. And what you want to get, go to your local nursery. They have a product called Mole Scram, M-O-L-E-S-C-R-A-M. And it's a product that you would sprinkle right on top of your perennial bed. And I would also sprinkle it in the grass, maybe like a 3-foot diameter all the way around the garden. And it will create a barrier that will drive them out. It's organic. It's all safe. It's all natural. But it will prevent them from going in there. And it will drive them out. So you would apply it, and then you need to get it into the soil. So, you know, if you need to apply it either with rain coming in the next few days or put your sprinkler, and I think the shower is forecast for tonight or tomorrow, so that would be a good time. But just go down to your local nursery and ask them for Mole Scram, and you can just broadcast it, just like you're throwing rock salt on ice in the garden and into the grass area. And it is very safe, very effective, and it will keep them out. Right now, as the ground thaws, the moles are coming higher and higher. We had a man from Mole Scram on the radio with us last fall. And he explained that the moles right now are in that top 2 to 3 inches of your lawn, top 2 or 3 inches of your perennial beds where they feed. But as the ground freezes, they have a secondary tunnel that is 4 feet below the ground, and that's where they spend the winter. They hibernate just like a bear does, and raccoons and skunks and things like that. They dig in the ground, they make themselves a place to live, and they stay there for the winter. And as the ground thaws, as the temperatures warm up, they wake up and they come to the surface. So you need to put this product there. And it works very, very well. It will keep them out, and that way your bulbs will not be eaten by them. And what I suggest that you do is to also do this in the fall of the year, so in September or October. That way they don't spend the winter in the mulch in your perennial bed, and it will discourage them from digging tunnels to that area. If we can help you, 800-259-9231. Give us a call, and we'll help you to have a better garden. Have you ever grown vegetables in a container? Not too exciting, was it? Now try the EarthBox. The EarthBox is a patented system for growing plants. This container will revolutionize your ideas of container gardening. The EarthBox comes in an optional staking system for tall growing plants and vines. Unlike other containers, the EarthBox comes with a mulch cover, fertilizer band, aeration screen, water reservoir, and is portable because it has wheels. The EarthBox. Now, a natural way to protect your lawn from Japanese beetle grubs without using chemicals, the product is called Milky Spore from St. Gabriel Organic. It's made from a bacteria that will kill the grub in the ground. Apply Milky Spore now, and just one bacteria eaten by the Japanese beetle grub will multiply to 3 billion new spores when the grub dies. Milky Spore is safe for pet, the environment, you, and your family. All natural, all season grub control, Milky Spore.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
I love gardening. What I don't love to see is deer and rabbits destroy my beautiful plants.
Why let your garden be destroyed? Plant Skid Repellent protects your garden, trees, and landscaping from wildlife damage. Made in the USA from 100% organic environment and pet-friendly ingredients, Plant Skid is the number one, most tested, most effective, and longest-lasting deer and rabbit repellent you can buy. It lasts up to 6 months over winter and 3 to 4 months during the active spring-summer growing season. Unlike other repellents, Plant Skid will not wash off in the rain and is guaranteed to outlast and outperform all other repellents. Plant Skid is OMRI-listed organic and is proven effective protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents. That's why Plant Skid is used by leading forest companies, nurseries, and conservation agencies, and is member-tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Locate a dealer nearest you at PlantSkid.com. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed, or your money back. Go to PlantSkid.com. That's Plant, SKYDD.com today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. If you're going to work around the yard today and you're looking for a project, if you have a privet hedge or any type of an evergreen hedge and it needs to be pruned, now is the time. By pruning your hedges at this time of the year while they're dormant, and because spring is here, you can create the height and the shape that you desire. 6 weeks from now, when the new growth begins to develop, those sharp, hard lines that you made to cut the hedge will be nice and soft with all of the new growth. So if it's getting out of control, it's getting to be too high, take your pruners, go outside, and start shaping that hedge. Or if a plant's going to be too big and you want to bring it down, if you have some foundation plantings and they're starting to get too big, they're just going to get bigger. So get out there today and start pruning your shrubbery. Clean up the mess, and that way when the new growth comes out, it will fill it in. It'll make it look thicker and fuller, but but you've controlled the size so that you don't have to worry about it getting so big that you can't see out the window. And then you got to rip it out and start all over again. So go outside, say to the plant, I'm doing this for your own good, and start pruning, okay? Dawn, who's up next?
We have Greta on the line, who needs a little bit of help with a spruce tree.
Okay. Greg, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. I have two questions, if I may. One is, sure. I have a small spruce tree that doesn't seem to be growing very well. It's only about four feet, probably 3 feet. Okay. And on the right-hand side of the tree, there are no branches up at the top. And my other question is, I have both plantone and hollytone for my azaleas and my rhododendrons. Which do you recommend?
Okay. I would use hollytone. Hollytone is for any plant that stays green during the winter. And plantone is for everything else. So you don't need to buy all kinds of fertilizer. I buy for my house a 50-pound bag of hollytone, and I do hemlocks, yews, rhododendrons, azaleas, anything that stay green, and then plantone I use for everything else. I use plantone for flowering crabs, dogwoods, forsythia, lilacs, anything like that. So you don't need to buy a whole bunch of different things. Now, on your spruce tree, it sounds to me that you probably lost part of the main leader. And there's a little insect called the Nantucket pine shoot tip moth. And it's a little white moth, like a butterfly, that lays its eggs on the terminal bud, on the very tip of your tree. The eggs hatch, and then it bores down the center of the plant, killing the tip of that plant. So what you're going to need to do is this. Get out your hand pruners, and everything that's dead, take it right off and clean it. Take some pruners and try and create a nice conical shape on that plant and feed that spruce tree today. That way the rain that's coming can wash it in. And what's nice about hollytone and plantone, they're totally organic. Take a crowbar, make a bunch of holes about 6 inches deep, and just jam the crowbar in the ground, wiggle it, pull it out, jam it back into the same hole till you're down about 6 inches. And then put a half a handful in that hole. And what I would think that you should do for a 3 to 4 foot tall spruce, I would like to see you make about 10 holes, put 10 half a handful in each hole, and then the rain will help to work it into the ground. Now, what's going to happen is where the main leader died by this tip moth, you're going to have a whole bunch of new shoots, and it will eventually fill in itself. But for this year, let all of the new growth grow, and you're going to end up with a plant that has two or three tips, two or three leaders, it's called. Next year, you're going to try and select the best-looking leader or tip from that plant. And the others that remain, you're going to prune them in half so that you have one shoot that's now going to take over. And it will take over, and it will create a nice conical appointed plant. And most likely, that tip moth will not return. I can remember years when I was living in Scituate, Massachusetts, spraying for the tip moth. And you would have a hedge of white pine or spruce, and it would hit one plant and skip two or three, and then hit two or three in a row, and then skip seven or eight. So there's no rhyme or reason, and they know they don't always come back. So if you can clean it, fertilize it, let the new growth come out, and if you see that one branch is coming out and it's really growing crooked, prune it, but keep some of that new growth to fill in the hole that was made by last year's damage. But what you're looking for is a new shoot that will take over and give you a nice conical shape, a brand new leader for that plant. Thank you. Don, who's next?
We have Sandra here who has a question about a basement spray for battling molds and things, I believe.
Okay. Sandra, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, good morning. I have a question. You had spoken in the past about something you are spraying in your basement, I think, in the fall and the spring, that's supposed to help with mold.
Yes. My wife has wicked allergies, and she was getting shots every week. And your typical basement, when you go in it, it's, you know, it has that mold and mildew smell. And her doctor told us to use something called Captan. C-A-P-T-A-N.
Okay.
And all of the garden centers sell it. And what this doctor had us do, it's not written on the label, okay? We use, I got a pump sprayer, one of those cylinders that you can pump to build pressure on, and then you have a nozzle to put a nice spray. I put 5 teaspoons of Captan to a gallon of water. You need to open up your basement windows, your bulkhead doors, you know, the stairs that come into your basement, open them up so that the air can get in there. And then what I did is I set up 2 fans, one, and put them both right in the middle. And one fan went north to south, and the other fan blew south to north so that it would circulate the air in my basement. And I got those hooked up first. I put them right on the floor. And then I got a paper mask to put over my nose and mouth and went through the basement, and I sprayed all the walls and the floor where the washer and dryer is, because you've got moisture there, where you have a water meter and where the water actually comes in. There's always moisture there. And I sprayed everything. I turned on both fans and left the basement. And I let everything open for a good couple of hours until, when I went downstairs, everything had dried. And we do that spring and fall at our home in Maine. And since I started doing this, my wife no longer gets shots. Now, I'm really excited about this. There is a company, and we're going to be testing something. The name of the company is Alpha Biosystem. I was talking to you about it earlier, called Thrive. And it's Plant Thrive and Vegetable Thrive and Flower Thrive. Well, they have a brand new product, and it will take care of the musty smell in the basement. And it's not formulated and ready to be sold retail yet. They are going to send me, during May, a couple dozen bottles of this product. It's all registered for it, but these are microbes, which is really exciting. It's not a fungicide. It's a microbe like this Thrive, and you mix it in your sprayer, and you spray your basement, and the microbes will eat the spores that create the mold and mildew. And he's going to send me a couple dozen bottles, and I'm going to ask for 24 volunteers, some from every state in New England, to really give it a try. And I think it's going to really do a good job. I'm really excited about this. And the thing that really was funny with this product, we were talking about it, you can spray it on your carpets in your house, and it will eliminate pet odor. It will eliminate the odor caused by cigars and smoke. And it will also do it for a musty area. Well, the man who was in charge of the company didn't know what a basement was. He lives in an area where all the homes are built on slabs. And when you grow up in that situation, you have no idea what a musty basement is. So it was new for him. He talked with his chemist, and his chemist who developed this microbe said that it would eliminate the smell in the basement. So coming up in May, we're going to take 24 volunteers. You're going to spray it, and then you're going to tell me how it works. So I'm looking excited to do that. Also, while you're on the Internet, go to my website, paulparent.com. It's P-A-R-E-N-T. At the bottom of the front page, you may have to scroll. Sign up for our email newsletter. Now, this is a newsletter that goes out every single Thursday. We have 4 stories on gardening. And this is the only place that you can get cotton seed. Now, next Thursday, in your newsletter, there will be directions to get the cotton seed. And the only people that can get it are people who subscribe to the email newsletter. Okay? So if you haven't already signed up, go to paulparent.com, scroll down to the bottom of the front page, and put in your email address, and then hit submit. And every Thursday, you will get a newsletter with 4 different stories about gardening. And I think it will help you a great deal. The lead story this week was about the late blight on tomatoes and potatoes with this new product called Actinovate. And it tells you how it works. So sign up. And again, this Thursday will be directions on how to get the cotton seed that you can grow. And I think that will be an awful lot of fun for a lot of you. Okay, Don, who's up next?
We have Ken, who has a question about Over the Top, the product that you were talking about.
Terrific. Ken, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul.
Hey.
I desperately need Over the Top, and I went to the Fertiloom website, and they indicated that there was no place within 50 miles. I live in Hopswell, that there was no place within 50 miles of here where I could buy it. And I tried to look for somewhere where they might sell it online, and I could have it shipped here, but I wasn't able to find any access to Over the Top at all.
Okay. Ken, write down this. Parent at roadrunner.com.
Grow nursery-quality plants with Jiffy brand potting mixes, the same formulations used by the pros. Jiffy brand potting mixes prevent soil compaction, promote better water and oxygen distribution, and build healthy roots for beautiful results. Simple to use, too. Just open the bag and pour. Ask for the Jiffy brand at lawn and garden retailers everywhere. Don't forget all of the many other Jiffy gardening products, too, including Jiffy seed starting trays and greenhouses, plus Jiffy 7 peat pellets and Jiffy peat pots. And Jiffy seed starting mix is the best in the business. For guaranteed seed starting success, be sure to use America's number one brand of flower, vegetable, and herb seeds, the Fairy Morse seed brand, with all Jiffy products. Remember, successful gardens are created with successful products. Choose Jiffy potting mixes and Fairy Morse seeds for premium results this spring and summer.
Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when.
So then when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We were talking with Ken, and Don gave him the information, but for those of you listening, if you ever have a question, and sometimes I can't answer all of them, but I'll do my best, go to paulparent@roadrunner.com, and I'll try and help you the best I can. Sometimes I'll get 200 or 300 in one day, and I just can't do them all, but P. Parent, not Paul Parent, P. Parent at roadrunner.com. Okay, Don, who's up next?
We have Bill, who has a question about his rhododendrons and hydrangeas.
Okay, Bill, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning. How are you today?
Great, and yourself?
I have two quick questions. If I want to use my rototiller around my tomato plants as well as the shrubs, how far away do I have to stay from the plant so I don't interfere with the micro nutrients around the plant?
Well, if you rototill, the microbes that build colonies that do all the work are in the top 6 inches. And if you rototill, you break apart all of those colonies. My vegetable garden, Bill, I have not rototilled that garden in 4 years right now. All I do in the spring is I give it a good raking. I spread compost over the garden, and then I dig a hole and I plant, and I put more compost in that hole, and that's it. So the only time that you would rototill would be if you're trying to build a new soil. So if you've got a soil that, like when I first started, I had maybe 3 or 4 inches of good topsoil, and none of that was pure sand. And every year I added compost, I added seaweed from the beach, I would add leaves and pine needles, and I blended it with the rototiller. Now I have a good 12 inches of great soil, and I no longer rototill because the rototilling breaks apart all of those colonies. So once your plants are in, you really should not have to rototill anymore. And what I'm going to be doing this year, and I'll be telling you about this new product. I am so excited. There is a new weed mat on the market. And I'm sure you've all been into greenhouses or garden centers, nurseries, and you've seen this woven plastic that they've put on top of the ground to keep the weeds down. It's a landscape fabric, and it's black plastic that's been woven. It will live on top of the ground for 10 years, okay? There's a company that has gone one step further. Underneath the black plastic, they have attached a drip line system. And what I like about this is, and I'm going to be doing this in the next 2 weeks, you unroll this black plastic on top of your garden, and by putting it down during April, black will absorb the heat, and it will warm up your soil ahead of schedule. The pieces are 3 feet wide, and there are 2 pieces of this drip irrigation in that roll. So you unroll it, you put a little bit of soil on top of it on the edges so the wind doesn't get under it. And when you want to plant, you take a box cutter and you cut an X in the plastic. You dig a hole, put your plant in there, and allow the plastic to come and cover it. Now it guarantees no weeds, ever. You'll attach your hose to it when you want to water, and all the water is delivered with this drip system underneath the plastic so that you'll need less water. It prevents the soil from drying out as quickly. It controls the weeds totally. And what's really neat is at the end of the year, you pull your plants out, you wash it, you roll it back up, you put it in your garage or tool shed, and you can use it again the following year. My dad had been doing this for years, and what he did is each piece, each strip that he put in his garden, he would number. And he had 10 strips, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, so forth. Tomatoes are 3 foot apart, so he had his holes cut 3 feet apart. Things like peppers were 18 inches. And what he did is that the following year, instead of starting with 1, he started with 4. So it was 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 1, 2, 3. That way he could rotate and still use the same product. But we'll tell you more about